All right, this is a test for things. Patreon exclusive test for a concept I want to do. So like in this section, you'd probably have some kind of theme song for the show. It's a cooking show. I feel like that's probably important to lead with. So this is where you have like the theme song to the cooking show. It'd be like da 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 da. And then you'd have like montaging cuts of like, you know, things that I've cooked on the show. And then it would be like cooking with Knight. And then it'd be I like that like cursive neon 80s font and like pink. I think that would be really good. And it's kind of angular across the screen, like diagonally, because I don't want anything to be like, I want it to look real 80s. So maybe even boxes, like, and a lot of geometrical shapes. I don't know. We're just spitballing here. This is focus testing. So all that happens, and then, you know, it cuts to me in the kitchen, and it's, you know, like, hey, everyone, welcome to tonight's cooking, the only show where you cook during the day, but with Knight. Today we have a great recipe, and that is a really simple apple pie. It's around that season, you know, it's November, and well, it's about to be November, it's October, but, you know, you probably should start practicing pies before November, before Thanksgiving, because pies are easy to make, but very hard to master, and I think it comes down to a lot of things relating to pies. I'm real partial to a good pie, and I think a good pie comes from the crust, so that's kind of what we're going to talk about a lot today is crust, because filling is just whatever, you know. It isn't just whatever, but it's real easy. You can really throw anything into a pie, but the crust is the crux of the pie as it holds everything together. So we're going to be focusing a lot on crust today, not so much about the innards of the pie. If you want something simple, you know, get some apples. Apple of preference, something probably a little sweet. You cut them up, you skin them, cut them up. You can like turn them into jam if you like before you put it in the pie. You can have whole apples. You can puree the apple. You can do a bunch of crazy things. You can chop them. Do whatever you want. You know, put a little bit of sugar, cinnamon. You know, it isn't a whole lot to make some filling for some pie. But the crust is really what we're going to talk about today. So pie crust is it is basically water, butter, and flour. That's it. There's also other things in there, but like the three ingredients that we need to really like think about actively is water, flour, and butter. If you made croissants before, you'd understand why the butter is so important in this recipe. And also the water, we can, if you're over the age, we can start talking about things like alcohol, replacing the water for vodka. Because vodka, there's some reasons why you can use vodka, and it's also pretty good in pie crust. But, so let's start talking about what we should be doing with this butter. So this butter needs to be cold. And the colder, the better. Because what you want to be doing with this pie crust is you want to make sure that the butter does not melt. If the butter melts into your crust, it's game over. You won't have your pie is not going to be flaky, and that's really what you're looking for in a good pie crust, is flaky pie. So what you need to do is keep your butter cold, as cold as possible. Usually, I recommend working in and out of the fridge often. So the first thing you want to do is you're going to take about, for like one pie, I'd say like maybe 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour. And also just make sure you have a bit extra, because the flour is going to start sticking to everything once you get going. You're going to need about a cup, so about 2 sticks or 8 ounces of unsalted butter. And I'm telling you, when I say as cold as possible, you might want to pre-cut them into like, I don't know, 3/4 or 1/2 cubes. Make them easier to deal with. So what you want to do is take the butter out, cut them into cubes, then put them back in the fridge, let them chill. You always want to keep the butter in and out of the fridge to keep getting cold again, because if they melt on you, that's it. You can't salvage that, unfortunately. You also need like a teaspoon of sugar, teaspoon of salt, just for flavoring, and 6 to 8 teaspoons of ice water, which you can also replace with vodka if you like. But for this method, we'll just use water. Maybe we'll revisit this when we actually do a whole apple pie recipe, and I'll show you where you use vodka and how that would work. Anyway, so a lot of people will tell you to use like a blender or a food processor or something like that, and they're not wrong, but personally, I think it's too impersonal and not, you know, I think getting your hands on the food is important when cooking. So I would say just get a big bowl, get a big old bowl, put about half the butter you plan to use, and then maybe not even half, maybe a fourth of the butter you plan to use. Start mixing it in with the flour, mix and mix and mix and mix and mix and mix and mix until your butter is about pea-sized cubes. Or pea size, and like mixed in. So you want to use your hands to like break up the butter and mix it with the flour. And then once you've done that, throw both of those things in the fridge, take them out again, add another fourth of butter into it, mix, 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 put them back in the fridge, rinse, repeat until all the butter is incorporated with the flour, and the butter is about around a between like a pea and a pebble size lumps of butter and flour in your mixture, okay? Now, make sure the water that you have is ice cold. Like, I'm talking, you know, you give this to Mick Jagger and he will yell at you if it isn't actually frigid water. So you can throw it in the freezer for a little bit. Use ice cubes, whatever you like. Just get the water as cold as humanly possible. And you're going to start sprinkling about a fourth of the water into your mixture. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Make sure that when you start pouring the water into the butter, there are no ice cubes in the water presently. Use the ice cubes to chill the water. Don't have ice cubes in the water because you don't want to mix ice cubes and there's a whole thing. But just start slowly, slowly, slowly adding water and mixing with your hands. Incorporate all the water and just keep going, keep going, keep going. Maybe like a tablespoon at a time until you get all the water incorporated in your mixture. Now, your mixture is going to be a little bit powdery, but just try to incorporate it as best you can together and separate it into two mounds. One mound will be the base of your pie, and the other mound is going to be the top of your pie, all right? So the top of your pie you can just throw into the fridge. You want to keep that cool. And I would honestly toss in the bottom of your pie too, because you don't want things to get, you don't want the butter to melt. It's the same with like croissants. You always want to keep the butter cold. At that point, you basically unwrap the part you want to put as the bottom bit. And you're going to use a rolling pin, flatten it out. Don't worry about trying to make it into a circle. You can make it into a flat sheet, put it, drape it onto your pie pen, push down all the bottom corners, make sure it doesn't tear, and then you can just use scissors to cut around the edge. And you want to leave some bits folding over the edge. And then you can do things like blind bake it if you want to. You don't have to blind bake it. Blind baking is where you take like some weights. People have pie weights and things like that. You can use ball bearings. There's a lot of other things you can use. You can use rice if you want to. And you weigh down the pie and then you do a little bake just to get everything kind of settled so you don't get like pockets or lumps when you do the final bake. But yeah, that should get you... Oh yeah, temperature. If you want to blind bake, it's a thing around 350 is where you kind of do the blind baking. And yeah, that's kind of what you need to worry about in terms of getting the pie crust, you know, where you want it to be. Yeah. There's a lot of variations on this. This is a really simple run through of a pie crust, but it's effective. And will actually probably make a pretty, yield you a pretty good satisfying pie crust, which, as I said before, is the crux of what makes a good pie. So, yeah, definitely test it out before Thanksgiving, and I hope my advice was good advice, and I hope you yield good pies with it. Anyway, just a concept. Maybe we'll do cooking videos in the future. I'm not sure. I just wanted to spitball and throw it out there. Because Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'll be doing a lot of cooking. So, anyway, hope you enjoyed it.